Okay, today's daf is daf vav, and we're going on, continuing now the sugya of the relationship between the 2 days of Yom Tov. Omar Rava, meis b'Yom Tov Rishon yitasku bo amen. If someone was nifter on the first day of Yom Tov, and we're not going to be able to be kaver him ourselves, because it involves Yisurim D'Oraisa, then use goyim for burial. Certainly can't allow the halonas hameis until after. But meis b'Yom Tov Sheni, if it's a Yom Tov Sheni shel Goliyos, yitasku bo Yisrael, then you should have Jews being Isaac in the meis, afilu b'shnei yamim tovim shel Rosh Hashanah, and this should be true even on Rosh Hashanah, even though the meisa, we said before when it came to the beitza, that the two yamim tovim of Rosh Hashanah have a din of kedusha achas, but the chachamim were not machmir when it came to the kovet hameis, and therefore they allowed you to do what needs to be done. When it comes to beitza, they weren't maker Yom Tov Sheni of Rosh Hashanah to make it the equivalent of Yom Tov Sheni Shel Goliyos, and instead they gave it a special halacha of Nol DeBezeh, Asura Bezeh, because it's Kedusha Achasi. And here comes a monkey wrench in all, everything that we've said until now about Yom Tov Sheni Shel Rosh Hashanah being unique. Come along to Nardoi and they say, no, not true. Af beitza, it's true even with the beitza that the Yom Tov Sheni Shel Rosh Hashanah is the same as any other Yom Tov Sheni, Nol DeBezeh Matar Bezeh, because basically it's a Suffolk Chol Suffolk Kedush, each day is Suffolk Chol Suffolk Kedush, and because of that you don't have to be machmir on it. The Madaitech, because say the Nardoi, we know what you're thinking. You're thinking that it should have a special class of Kedushah. Why? Because Dilma Ma'avi Le'elo. Because maybe what happened is that the Edim, maybe one time, the Edim ended up coming too late. We weren't Makabal then. In which case, Elul ended up being now full 30 days. And we ended up keeping 2 days of Yontov, the 30th day of Elul, and the first day of Tishrei. Which would mean that knowingly we were Metaked, as we explained yesterday, that there would be one long Kedusha for Rosh Hashanah, and not Mitam Safek. The point is, says Nardoi, and this is an amazing new Nukudah, the point is that you'd be absolutely correct that if that takona indeed had ever been applied, and there had once been in history a Rosh Hashanah that had been 2 days because of such a takona, that knowing full well that it was whole, nonetheless we kept it Kadesh, we agree 100% that then Rosh Hashanah would have a din of Kedusha Achas. However, it never happened. Why? Because Omer of Chinan HaKahan, Omer Rav, Miyamot Ezra Ve'elech, Lo Matzina Elo Nubar. There would never, ever was a case in history from the time of Ezra, even after we made that takona, not to be Bekabal Edim in a Mincha L'mala, it never, ever happened that Edim would have indeed waited to come until Min HaMincha L'mala. And therefore, there was never a single occasion in which this takona to create a Kedusha Achas ever actually happened. And since now, in retrospect, we know that it didn't happen, that means that we never actually created a case of a minig of 2 days of Rosh Hashanah that was anything other than a typical Sfeika de Yuma of a Yom Tov Sheni Shel Goliyos. And we cannot say, well, we're continuing the same thing that we had of a Kedusha Achas when there never was an occasion of that Kedusha Achas. So long as you lived within the story of that developing time, and we don't know whether tomorrow it's going to be that way and so on, you're absolutely right. But now we have a calendar, and now we can look back historically, and we can decide, what's the din? And we take a look, and we say, look, there never was a case in history that there were 2 days of Rosh Hashanah that were Kodesh for any other reason but the typical Yom Tov Sheni Shel Goliyos of a Safek. And therefore, the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, Afilu Bizman Hazeh, are no different than any other Yomim Tevim, and we treat it as if it's Safek Chol, Safek Kodesh. We're going to be Matir a Beitza on the second day of Pesach, that was born on the first day of Pesach, then we should be Matir a Beitza that was born on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Going back now to what Rava said about the mace and that we should go and bury him. Omer Mar Zutra Lo Amar, when do we say, when did Rava mean to say that Yisrael should be Isaac in a mace even though it's Yontif? That's Dafka. in a case where the mace, Ella de Ishtai, the mace now has been dead for quite a while, in which case there is a real chance of his decaying and coming to a Bizui HaMace. Avaloishtai, if it hadn't been that he had died before and that he's in a state of possible decay in Bizui, Mashinalei will wait until after Yantu, and then we'll be kaver him. It's not stam halacha in halonas hames, so that we wouldn't apply this across the board. Whereas Rav Ashi Yomar, afagav de lo ishtai, even though he actually died today on Yatuf Sheni, nami lo mashinalei, we don't wait until tomorrow. My time, the reason is that Yom Tov Sheni l'gabe ames kechosh of your rabbanon. It's not that the rabbanon were matir in cases of emergency of the ames. The rabbanon never made a takon of Yom Tov Sheni for dinim of kuras ames at all. And not only when it comes to dinim of kfura were they matir to do it with actual Jews, but even things that are not absolutely essential, such as afil megiz legalima. So you need now to cut cloth to make for him an actual beget that is for his covet. And we're not talking about the tachrichim themselves, that would be part of the actual kvura, but something and to cut some hadasim. The minute was that they had hadasim to put on the mita sames, which was a good smell, and so on. So here it's a malacha gemura, the Rashba points out, we're talking about mamish to cut it from the ground, and nonetheless we're matter even that. Ravina said, "Hayina dika chavre." Nowadays, when we have these horrible Persian people that are called the chavre, it's machlokas Rashi and Tosfos precisely what their nationality was. But they used to make a lot of tzaras, and today we should not be kaver on Yom Tov Sheni using Jews. Why? Because they always used to create teams of forced labor of Jews. You know, in Yom Tov, the Jews would never work because look. It's like Shabbos for us today. We can't do malacha, and therefore they let them go because they knew that the Jews are ready for any mesiras nefesh not to work on Shabbos. But if they would see that we go ahead and we would be kaver a mace, so then the kashina, and then we have to be afraid that they'll say, "Oh, listen, we're certainly more important than bringing one of your dirty Jews, so come work for us." Ravina have a yasi kami to Ravashi b'shnei yamim tayim b'Rosh Hashanah chazan have a yatsi. Ravina now was sitting in front of Rav Ashi, and he sees that he was sad. Rav Ashi was sad. Omar Lei, am I Yatsif Mar? Why is Rebbe so sad? Omar Lei, so Rav Ashi said, I'll tell you, I'm very sad. I forgot to make an Erev Tavshilin, which is a disaster. So this was now a case where you had two Yomim Tevim of Rosh Hashanah, followed by a Shabbos. Now that means he's not going to be allowed to cook for Shabbos. Oh, Marley, so Ravina said, and what's the problem? Why can't you make now an Erev Shantav Shilin for tomorrow? Tomorrow it's Yantav Rishon, so make one, and it'll be Mamanav Shach. Milo Amar Rava, didn't Rava said that Meniach Adam Eruvat Tavshilin Yantav L'Chaveroi, that you're allowed to make an Erev Tavshilin from one the first day Yantav the second day, and you make it tonight? In other words, you say, if today is Chol, so then this is a kosher Erev for tomorrow. And if today is Kadesh, forget about the Erev for tomorrow, which is Chol. So anyway, I don't need an Erev, it's much to be on the fashion. So the man of Shach would be allowed to cook for Shabbos. So what's the problem? Well, Marley, so Rav Ashi said to him, what do you mean, what's the problem? Obviously, that only makes sense where you have two Yamim Tovim, which are Shtei Kedushas. And over there you have a suffix. One a day is kosher, one day is chol. So then you can make it tonight. The moment of shach it's kosher. But b'shnei yamim tayvim shel Rosh Hashanah, where it's kedusha achas, mi amar. Rava obviously didn't agree. I mean, Rava said clearly before that when it comes to beitzah, that the halach is that it's not to possess a sur mizeh. Said Ravina, but you forget the nardoi. Amr nardoi af beitzah muteres. Even now that we know in retrospect. That the takana never went into effect. So now Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah is not different than any Yom Tov Sheni. In which case, yeah, we should be able to make a same tanai that you would make on any day where you have two Yomim Tevim. My labor of Mordechai. Mordechai was a Talmud, Rav Ashi, said to Ravina, what are you asking him from the Nardoi? Beferish, Amar Limar. No, Rav Ashi said to me, Beferish. The Lord said, I'm the Nardoi. He ought to like Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel say that the Nolda Bezeh and Surah Bezeh, they said that Bizman HaZeh, and even though we have the retrospect and we know that it never happened, the Takana nonetheless remains a Takana. And therefore, he's in Tzoros because he didn't make an Erev Tavshilin. All right, so far we've been talking about eggs that were laid. How about an egg that had been laid a while before that and had been incubated, and now on Yontov, it ends up hatching. See you tomorrow. If you have a chick that ends up hatching on Yontov, Rav Amar Asur, you cannot use that chick today. What's the machlokas? Rav Amar Asur, you cannot use the Efroach on Yontov because Muktzu. Because Bein HaShmoshes, Erev Yontov, this Efroach was basically not an egg, it was a sheretz, because an Efroach inside of an egg is a heck of a lot worse than just a blood spot, and therefore it isn't roy for anything. Where Shmuel became Rav Yochanan a mutar, o yilu matir atzmo b'shchita, since it would be possible at the same time that it's born, it's not possible, but since it's a reality, that the birth itself changes its status completely from a sheretz into something which is now an animal that can be shechted. So migo, since we now have the heter of the leda that changes it and makes it roi l'achila to shmita, it's also matter itself with its actual birth from the iser of muktza by the same token. Amlo Rav Kana Rav Asi l'Rav, why exactly are you saying that the Efroach is Asur because of Mukta, and yet an Egel that was born on Yontif, we'll see later on in the Brisa, is definitely Mutter, according to everybody? Why is this different than an Egel? Omar Luz, Rav said, what do you mean? It's very simple. Before the ego was born, if I had shechted the mother, I would have said that the uber is also kosher with the shechita sa'im. And therefore I could have eaten it as part of the mother, and so it ended up being muchan la'achila even before Yontav. Hashenken the Efroach, there's no possible way to eat it before it's hatched, and at the time the Yontav was chal, it's simply a sheretz. So then they asked him, u'mabin sa'el ego shenolim ha'treifa, how about a case where you have an egel whose mother was a treifa? So now there would be no way of shechting the mother and eating the egel until it was born, because certainly shechitas a treifa is not going to be mater b'achila. And yet, everybody would hold that such a thing is not considered to be mukta. It's not going to be nitra b'shechita before. So how is it that it's not considered to be mukta for the rest of the day? Shosikra. Rav didn't even respond to what they said. Omar Ravi Timur Viz, my time is Shasik Rav. Why didn't Rav respond to what they said? In which case it appears that he was completely stymied. Why didn't he simply say, Lema Lahu, he should have said that an egel, the Zvel Natref, isn't Muktzah, because Ho'ilu Muchan Agav Imel Klovim, you could always shech the mother and use it to feed the dogs. You're allowed to shecht for your animal as well. Masha Inkein, when it comes to the Efroach has absolutely no use, because it's not being made at this point inside of the egg to be eaten by Klavim. And because of that, it's not considered to be Min HaMuchan at all. So that it remains also for the rest of the day. Therefore, Rav should not have just given up so easily, not even answer. He should have argued with them. Amalei Abaye, said Abaye to Rav, I don't understand what you're saying. Of course Rav couldn't have said that, because that's not considered to be Muchan. What are you saying? That because it was Muchan Leklovim. Hashta, if the fact is that the man Yomar who holds Mukta, holds that Muchan Adam, something which was prepared for Achilas Adam, and now during the course of Shabbos it changed to be roy now for klovim, we don't consider that to be muchan. Lo avi muchan leklovim remains aser as if it were muktza. How do we know that that's true? The tanan mechatchina tadluim lifnei abehima ve'la lifnei haklovim. Rabbi Yehuda Merim lo aitan ve'la merav Shabbos aser lefishenem in amuchan. Here we have a case we're going to cut. We discussed this earlier. If you're allowed to cut up pumpkin, hadmitolosh, to make thin slices, to make it edible for behema, we don't consider that to be a tirchah, shein tirchah. Same thing would be true about an avela, and you could cut it up in order for them to eat it as dog food, and review to sit. But obviously, it's only if it was an avela ready for dog food before Shabbos. I mean, otherwise, it would be aser because it's considered to be muktzah. So how can you possibly cut it up? There was no hachana to use it for the klavi. So what do you see from there? That even though it was mukhan for achilas adam, it's considered to be not mukhan leklavi. Says Habaya. So if that man, if that's what the Mandi Omer holds, Rabbi Yehuda. So mukhan leklavi, mavi mukhan leadam. What are you going to say? That an eagle from a treifa that was only usable for klavi. You're going to tell me that that's considered to be mukhan leadam. Obviously, Rav wasn't going to answer that. They would have laughed at him. So he gave up. He didn't answer them at all. Omer lei, Rabbi said, on the contrary, that's exactly what I would say. Mukhan leadam indeed is not mukhan leklavi. To my dechazila, the nishma shari leklavi. The point is that when a person has in mind something that is edible for him, so he certainly sets it aside not to be used for dogs. You don't throw to a dog something that you're going to eat yourself. But so in which case it remains, it remains muktzah. So therefore, a behemoth that became an avela today is also mishum muktzah because from before bin hashmashes it was royal adam. Mashenkin and egel that comes from a treifa where erev yontav was muchan leklovim. So over there, I would say it is mukhan liyadim, because the dieting in shall call me to the chazir. What a person doesn't give up eating something, if there's some way it's going to be right for him, he obviously would be first right for him. If he has to feed the dog, he'll feed it to the dog. But he has in mind that he's going to use it, and he has a better usage, which is to actually make a steak out of it. So why should I throw it to the dogs? But it's certainly considered to be mina mukhan. Tani kavos niran. Now, if we have a bryce like Rav who holds it in the froach that was born on Yontev, his osir, and we also have a brisa that tells us, like Shmuel, Ritaymer of Yochanan, we say we're matir in a froach that was hatched on Yontav. Tani kavasid Rav, egel shenolad miyontav mutter, a froach shenolad miyontav osir. Exactly what it was that Rav was saying. Ma hefresh meizel is that what is the difference? Why is it that an egel is considered to be kosher to eat? Whereas an Ephraim that's hatched is not kosher to eat, Zeh Mukhan Agavim of Bishrita, the same sword that Rav said, the eagle can be had from before it, so never became Mukhan because the eagle was able to eat its mother. Whereas the Ephraim, Eino Mukhan Agavim, so there's no way to eat it beforehand, and therefore Pinash Moshes, it became Osir, it's Mukhan for the entire day. On the other hand, Tanik of Asad Shmuli, Timur of Yochanan, Ego, Shalom, Beyond the Mutter. So an egel is mutter on that day. Veh, for actually, is also mutter on that day. My time, zeh muchan agavima. The svara of here is the egel. It's clear there's no problem because the egel is muchan agavima. Mashenkein the efroch. I know now that I can't say, but zeh the svara for the efroch is exactly the svara that we said before, is that zeh is mater atzmei. That the efroch, since the moment that it's hatched, it now becomes no longer a sheretz, but an animal that is suitable for shechita. So migo, that it's matir itself for shechita, as we said before, it's also matir the iser muktzah that's in it. Tana rabbanan, efroach shenolad biyomtiv asur. Rav Eliezer ben Yaakov amer af bechol asur. The fish shet non iftuk enough. The Bryce says like this, in a frog that's hatched today, it's osur, which Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, what do you mean it's osur today? It'd be osur any day. Because so long as it was just hatched, a newly hatched frog continues to be osur as a sheretz. Since it was not yet, it hadn't yet opened its eyes, and I'll show you from a pusik that in that case it's still considered to be unborn and it's a sheretz. Where do we see this? Come on, osur, the Tanya. According to whom is the Brisa speaking? When it says that the pasuk of Kol Hasheretz Hasheretz Al Haaretz is coming now to be marbe, even a efroach which has not yet opened up its eyes, that it should be usher. Rachila, the Gemara Lamaisa in Chulin says that this is actually an esmach to Tunisid Rabbanan. Kiman Krub Yezim and Yaakov. So this is the sheet of Rav Eliezer ben Yaakov Asher Zefroach. Omer Avun Amarav Beitza Im Yitziata Nigmara. The moment before the Beitza was laid, it was not ready for laying. It's as it comes out that the final stages of its preparation for survival and detachment are made, and therefore, as it's coming out, it's completed. Meaning what? Mayim yitziyata. When you say that, I mean, what are the implications of it? Lagavi, what? Ilema. Are you trying to say that im yitziyata nigmara, in terms of up until that point, it's being considered basar, and now it's considered to be chalav? I mean, the parav. Muteret lo chalav b'chalav. So that would imply that Rabbi Meir Asker lo chalav b'chalav, that as long as it's inside of the mother, it's definitely considered to be meat. And therefore, you can't eat it with milk. Is that what you're trying to say? How could that be? V'atani ha-shokhet is the tarnakol, is the batzah be-beitzim gemuras, mutarot lo chalav b'chalav. It says be-feresh in the Brisa, not like that. It says that if you shecht a tarnakol, and you find in it actual eggs that are ready for being laid, and they weren't laid, that you are allowed to make an egg out of them and eat them together with milk, the same way you would always eat an egg. So you see that even though they don't have that final deposit of their outside shell, and we're not looking at an egg that was actually laid, they don't have a din of basar. They still have a din of an egg. So how could you say im yitziyata nigmara in terms of basar b'chalav? L'maisa, there is some machlokis over here. According to Rashi, we're talking about where the outside shell wasn't formed at all. And nonetheless, they don't have a din of basar. The shita that the Mordechai brings, the shita of the Rashban, is that when we talk about beitzim gemuras that are mutar to eat b'chalav, it's talking about real eggs that look the way we would find an egg. It looks like an egg that you would find on your makolet shelf. And as long as you didn't have a solid outside shell, it would indeed be considered to be basar. All right, but we'll see later on. I mean, the Shach points out that we're going to have later on more complex issues about Muras beginning. It's a little bit too early to discuss this. Okay, but in any event, it can't mean to make it into mutter to eat with chalav. So what did it mean? Ella im yitziyata nigmara must mean that gabe what? In terms of the din of achana, in terms of achana and rabba. Rabba said before that it has to be mucha and be beod yom. Comes along Rav to say that it's muteret lo chalav yom tov, that the beitza is mutter to eat of yom tov is only if it was actually hatched on erev yom tov. But otherwise, we would have to assume that the achoda was nigmar on yantav. Rabbi Meima asura loch Rabbi Yantav. But if it wasn't hatched, and I find a complete egg, what looks to me to be a complete egg, inside of the chicken that was nishchat, it would be usher to eat it, because it was not completed. It was completed only on yantav. And if it wasn't completed before, then I'm not allowed to eat it. So I think, well, I can't mean that either. You see that we do not have any chashas that they were not considered, that they were not nigma the day before, and that they were about to be laid, and only now were they completed. Maybe you'll tell me that we don't paskin like this price, and kamash from the price of my delash mina b'masin. We never find that price should come along something that has no remez in a Mishnah, and we never found in any Mishnah that Rebbe should paskin min hastam, that's the halacha, that you're allowed to eat in the biyomta without a chashash. And we have a klalim, Rebbe lo shana, Rebbe chia minayin. Where would Rebbe chia, who's Masada of the Brises, know something that was never even rumors in a Mishnah? That's not true, and amitanina, we do have a mocker in the Mishnah. It says, beit shenol de biyomta, beit shemayim ribteachil, beit hilel amrim, Lo teachel. How about our Mishnah? Is the mashmaut not that kind of pliege bechame bitilel? Hela benolta. The only machlokus is where the beitza was actually hatched. Aval, if it wasn't actually hatched, it was still found b'meiman. Is it not clear from our Mishnah that there would be no machlokus? The divrei hakol shagin, everybody was mutter. V'chitema, maybe you'll tell me that actually beit hilel afilu b'meiman nami asri. Beit Hillel would have asked the Beitza even the Meimam because of the chashash that it was only now ready to be laid, and that therefore it was muchan only today and wasn't muchan me'atmol. So v'hadik tani nolda Why then does it say in the Mishnah the word nolda, which means it was actually hatched? It's only ladiach kolchan. The Beit Shammai, that's the time of the Beit Shammai, who holds that it's mutter and that there's no din of a Beit Shanolda beyond to that all, even if it's actually hatched. I feel the nolda, I'm sure kol shekain if it wasn't hatched, which would be only a chashash b'yalma. You can't say that, because a lot of Tanya, a shorter than a girl, is a mutz of a Beit Shemuras, mutter's lachta beyond to. What about the bright that we just had? That somebody who shechs the Tanagos finds Beitzim and Gemurahs, says over there you're allowed to eat them beyond them, and I explain to me money. Who would be the shita that says that? Loka Beit Shammai. Certainly not going to Beit Shammai, because why would, going to Beit Shammai, why would we bother even discussing a case of a shechting a Tanagos and finding Beitzim, which is mash, but that's the only case with a mutter, but if it had been actually hatched, it would be also according to them, even if it was actually hatched, it would be mutter. And it's certainly not Beis Hillel, because according to you, Beis Hillel hasers, even if the Beitzah would still be Me'ehima, because we have the Chashash, that maybe it was only made ready right this moment. Ella, answers the Gemara, that the meaning, therefore, of Im Yitziyatan Nigmara must be for yet a third possibility. That Ella, Im Yitziyatan Nigmara, meaning U'megadela Tefruchim. But if you take an egg, but be Me'ehima, an egg that's found, you should know that such an egg will not possibly hatch. Who cares? My nafkamina, the nafkamina would be in terms of mekach v'memka. If somebody comes and he buys eggs for hatching purposes, and the store owner sells him these kind of eggs that were found in the mother, then it's a mekach tos, and all sale would be bought. Because he sold him eggs that are not hatchable. Yahud, Yomar Lahud, there was an actual case where a person went ahead, was trying to buy eggs for incubation. So he went ahead and he announced the Koran. He said, Be'a the Pachya Laman, who has eggs that came from a Tarnagolet that is going around and making noise? Pachya is similar to Paya. Paya means to shout. So in other words, I want an egg where the mother crowed its joy at its hatching and its laying. So Yavilei Beidishchuta. And instead, they gave him eggs that had been taken from a Tanagolet that had been shechted. What's the difference? Also, came to Ravami, so he went and took the guy to court. Amnon Ravami said indeed to the seller, Mekachtos v'hadar. It's a complete Mekachtos, and he gets his money back. obviously, if he said Beferish that he wants Beit in the Bach, why would I need to bring a Maisa? I mean, it's as if he made a condition. No. Because my entertainment, I like Hilak HaBayel. I might have thought that he didn't want the Beitzim to be Megadol Frochim. The reason he said, Hadakama Beitzim de Pachya, is because Mishum de Tzrivan. He wanted Beitzim, meaning that they were fully developed Beitzim. And he was afraid they would sell him Beitzim that were not completely finished. Lamaynaf Kamina. Says, who cares why he wanted them? I mean, bottom line is, he didn't get what he wanted, and he said exactly what he wanted, and so what? There's still no chiddush. Answer the Gemara, because if he wanted the eggs to eat, even though he would want eggs that had been completely done, it's not called a mekach tos, because they're also royal achila. It would only be that they were worth a little bit less, but that's not mevatel an entire purchase. And to be mevatel the entire purchase has to be a complete mistake. Well, the mesul abeni beni, so what you have to do is you have to give him the difference, not cancel the sale, but give him the difference between what it is that he had asked for and what it is that he actually got. And they should have given him, let's say, a 10% discount. Gamash malam, therefore, comes along Rabami, who gave him his complete money of the sale, and they returned it all, to tell me that when a person asks for a Beit Seder Pachya, he is asking specifically for eggs that are suitable for incubating, and therefore, to him, Beit Seder Shchuta are worthless, and the entire Mekach should go back to the way it was.